Blog Talk Radio.
What good is music? What good is melody if it ain't possessing something sweet? It ain't the music, it ain't the melody. There's something else that makes that tune complete. It don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing. I do what, 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 do what. It don't mean a thing, all you gotta do is sing. I do what, 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 do what. Makes no difference if it's sweet or hard. You just give that rhythm everything you've got. Well, it don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing. I do what, 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 do what. Makes no difference if it's sweet or hard. You just get that rhythm. Everything you've got, well, it don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing. I do what, 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 do what. I do what, 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 do what. It don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing.
Welcome to the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America Party book. We're doing a warm-up tonight. Donald Trump, El Trumpo, El Magnifico, is going to be on Saturday Night Live. And I talk to guys who haven't watched it in 10 years because it's all liberal propaganda. I shouldn't say liberal because liberal is passé. It's all communist propaganda. I don't know if the Chinese own NBC, the Chi-Coms own NBC outright, but they sure create the impression that it's communist run. That's why I call NBC nothing but communists. But El Trumpo, El Magnifico, El Exigente is appearing tonight. And we're all anxious to see how he does. And we wish him well. And that's good luck tonight, El Trumpo. No matter how much money the communists spend, it ain't going to work. If they go violent tonight, that will finish NBC and the KGB. If tonight is a communist ambush by the Party de la Muerte and the Clintonistas, it don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing. That was the opening tune. That's from probably the 40s, when America had two big cojones, made a lot of babies. Yes. And life was a beautiful thing. On $60 a week, you could be a king. You try it now. Well, you know, it's the cost of living and the colas. Yeah, we're drinking colas and the politicians are drinking champagne. Yeah. And it's our money they're buying the champagne with. That's what kills me. So, not every Hispanic is an illegal invader, and they will vote El Trumpo. And there's something all Latinos should know. Most of you Latinos out there in the world are Viva Cristo Rey people. The Party de la Muerte, the Democrats, do not have God on the party platform. Instead of saying Vaya con Dios, the Democrats say Vaya Dios. Go, God, get out. Three times they voted to keep God on the party platform at the last convention. And three times they said, Vamos a Dios. And that's not what Latinos believe. And you know, Dr. Carson said something was very inspiring. He said, we're all people of faith. It's a matter of what you put your faith in. But Latinos are people of Cristo Rey. And because they are, they should realize that the Parte de la Muerte would kill their children. You think about that. They don't like niños. They have no God, no flag, no country, and no kids. And they sell dope for tax money. And their dream is to have every American on dope. Is that what you want for your kids? Obama is doing a deal with Castro. What is that for? He bailed out a failing communist country. Castro had about a year left. And Obama ran in, just like he ran in. The Iranians had about a year left. Obama is bailing out the enemies of the United States with your tax money and my tax money. And I don't like it. So, Latinos, don't be played by the comunistas. You know when you smell a draton. Is it draton or raton? You know it is not good. Okay. So having said that, let me see what else. Not every Hispanic is an illegal invader, and they will vote El Trumpo. Take notice, Americans. And Dr. Carson is a great man. You see how they're trying to destroy him. How petty they are. They are petty. Take notice, Americans, being played by the race card party. The Tea Party has two Latino candidates, an Italian lady, a real African American with unsealed documents, a Greek and a white business guy, plus Bobby Jindal by way of Bombay. Now elected governor of a former slave state. See how far advanced we have come in a short period of time? We are still the new kid on the block. We're only 250 years old. We are infants. We have a long way to go. And El Trumpo says he's going to make us great. And that's how great the Tea Party is. And compare that to Parte de la Muerte. On the party platform of the Parte de la Muerte, there is only one flavor, blanco, vanilla. They don't even have a guy with freckles. Who is fooling who? Who is playing who? Oh, they'll put the black guys up on the front line to take the bullets. They'll put the Latinos up on the front line to take the bullets. But the cowards in the back are gringos, comunista gringos. Yes. So, it is time to shout, Viva El Trumpo, Viva Cristo Rey, Vaya Conte Fiesta, and Vamos la Parte de la Muerte. Bartender, a little Brazil. What should we do, a samba mix? Let's see how that sounds.
It's a good one.
Is that good? Huh? That jar your grandma's preserves? Okay, we're now going to talk about a very serious thing that happens to most males. And, you know, there's a lot of things going on, you know, with the male libido and libido. And I've come up with a solution, especially if you've been married a few years. And that old magic isn't there anymore. And life has become dull and humdrum. Well, that's all your fault, because you forgot how to be a valiant swordsman with your a bride. You have failed to captivate her like you did when you won her, when you courted her and sparked. And now the spark is gone. Well, it's time that you go and you renew that spark. You rekindle that flame in her heart. So tonight, as she is reclining and reading a book in the bedroom, make your entrance and make passionate love to her. And here is the music that you will need to announce your arrival as the new Casanova. Already? Okay. You gave it your best shot. God bless you. Okay. Let's keep the party going. We're going to do a little Celia Cruz.
Aquí está la reina de salsa, Celia Cruz.
Como ser dueña del universo, poder expresar con mi voz lo que llevo por dentro, hacerles a ustedes sentir sensaciones grandiosas y en cada nota conjugar cantando muchas cosas. Y cuando la magia de algún don invade poco a poco el corazón, vuelvo con su ritmo sabroso y el sentimiento.
Divide and conquer is a big tactic of the DNC and the KGB. And they will split this country and balkanize it 16 different ways to Sunday. And you can't let that happen. Once you know you're in play, you got to stand back and look at what they're doing and what they're up to. And never look at what they're pointing at. Look for what they don't want you to see. Okay? And don't let anybody play you. You're your own individual spirit of America. You are an American. You are above the fray. You are super Americano. So, whether you came in planes, trains, or in chains, we're all the same. We're American, and the sooner we learn to live with that and stop letting communists divide us, we will all be richer and happier. And one of the things that's turning, has brought slavery back to the United States is drugs. There are more drug slaves in this country than there ever were slaves that were brought here to pick cotton. We're in trouble. We're in deep trouble. And they're also, where did the Ten Commandments go? Those were the Ten Rules of Life. If you kept those Ten Commandments, you were home free and heavenly. But they took them all down because they want to turn you into a raging animal with no brain. And they'll dope you up and tax you. So, to break the spell, we're going to start doing Christmas music.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know, where those treetops listen and
an old 50s group called the Drifters, and that's when doo-wop was great. And you know why it was great? Because it was the people's music. It was done by kids on street corners. Instead of joining gangs and selling dope, they used to come out and sing, and they used to call ladies, and we didn't have no bees and hoes. We all had ladies. Okay, so having said that, and you know where doo-wop comes from, don't you? It comes from black churches.
I don't care how many contemporary songs they make, I love old school gospel.
I need a hand clapping, foot stomping.
I need a church.
Church, so I can pray this name. Hand clapping, foot stomping. Church, so I can pray this name. I've got to get to the altar. To leave my burdens there, I need a church where I can pray His name. I need a hand clapping, foot stomping.
Come on, hands.
Church where I can pray His name.
Oh. We all don't want to come, but we dancing, shouting away from morning until day. Yes!
I need a church where I can pray His name.
Oh! I need a church where the word of the Lord is. We all come together. Oh, how we gonna give? Sing, shout, praise Him all around. Yeah.
I need a church where I can praise.
Praise
Him.
Oh, come on. Yeah.
I need a church.
I need a church.
I need a church.
Lifting up the name of Jesus.
I need a church.
See, we're in that church.
I need a church.
I wanna come along.
I really do.
Okay, we're back. I thought I'd give you a little gospel. I got a good gospel one. I use it two shows. I use it as the opening number in two shows. Oh, Happy Day. I got a beautiful version of it. I also have the best Star Spangled Banner, and I have the best Marine Corps hymn. I have never heard better. Okay, I got a picture of President Reagan at the Berlin Wall. And the caption that I put underneath it was the following: President Trump, build up the border wall. President Trump, construya este muro. And long live the Tea Party. Viva la fiesta del tea. And long live the boss. Viva Cristo Rey. And long live our American family. A pluribus unum, baby. That's what we're working towards. Always. Always work towards a pluribus unum. Long live our American family. Viva nuestra familia americana. So, having said that, we're going to give you dry coconuts, he said. Dry coconuts is not playing. Coco seco. Okay, we'll give you the Duke of Dubuque.
I'm known here in Bonn as the cousin to the Tsar. I'm the Duke of Dubuque, but it looks like a thing. Well, understood that my credit is no good, no good, no good. I'm the Duke of Dubuque. And if you don't believe me and tell me it ain't true, I've only got one answer. That answer's much to you. For now, au revoir. I must write the dear old Tsar. I'm the Duke of Dubuque. I'm descended from the Roman arms in Russia. In the books, my father was Tsarin's Russia. But he sailed away one day to the state of Iowa. And that's how you find me in the USA. I'm the crackers, I'm the cheese. Yeah, call them wolfhounds, if you please. Yes, I'm the Duke, I'm the Duke of the View. Yeah. No pork chops, no gravy for me. Some lake bones and black eyed peas. Yes, I'm the Duke, I'm the Duke of the View. And if you don't believe me and tell me it ain't true, I've only got one answer. That answer's not to you. For now, what to do? Can you spare a buck or two? I'm the Duke, Duke of the View. Yes, I'm a dude.
When the people originally sang that song, America was at the top of the world, top of our game. We had all the industry in the world. We were the superpower. We had the bomb. And nobody had the bomb but us until the Rosenbergs betrayed us. Betrayed by Americans. That's our worst enemy, Americans. Nobody can hurt us as much as an American can. Never forget that. So, we were at the. Everything else had been destroyed in Europe. They were just getting back on their feet. We gave them the Marshall Plan to help them. So we had all the industry. We had guys all coming back from the battlefield ready to go to work. Their wives and girlfriends were already running the factories. And it was the beginning of good times. Yet, before World War II, America was on hard times. They had just come off a depression. And you don't know what a depression is, man. And you think a depression is when your unemployment check is a day late. You got to see the pictures of when they were building the Empire State Building. And across the street were at least a line of maybe 300 guys waiting for somebody to fall off the building so they could go get a job. You think about that. I was watching the building, Teddy Roosevelt building the Panama Canal. 25,000 guys died building that canal, mostly from malaria and yellow fever. Mosquito bites. Yep, we've been very fortunate. We've been allowed to ride the gravy train. It is really sad that we don't appreciate all the goodness that has been created by guys who fought the American Revolution and gave us this land, by guys who fought the Civil War and gave us this land, by guys who fought the French and Indian War, and guys who fought the Mexican War, World War I, World War II, Korea, Vietnam, the guys in Benghazi who died so you can have a latte. Yeah, you're ready. There is a Tea Party website. And if you Google or if you type in Tea Party, EAPARTYORG dot. NING.com. Hang in a second. We'll see who this is. Oh, boy. Hang in there. Neighbor, we thought a neighbor was in trouble, but they're okay. So I can take the machine gun out of the window. Okay. This Tea Party org. NING.com. If you go to that website, they have an article called Hilarious, Egyptians React to Obama's Speech at a Military Site, at a military base. You got to see this video. It's a talk show like we have here, like, The O'Reilly Factor. There's three Egyptian guys on there. And they're talking about Obama saying our greatest enemy is global warming. You got to hear what they say. It will have you wee-weeing your pants. It'll crack you up. Teapartyorg.ning.com. And look for Hilarious Egyptians React to Obama's Speech at a military base. You might even be able to just Google Hilarious Egyptians, but you got to see it. It'll crack you up. I've seen them do one before. It was also funny. It is really funny. And one of the guys, you know, like on Fox, they have this major general comes on and this other general comes on and a colonel comes on. This guy's a major general in the Egyptian army. You got to see him slamming the table as he's talking about Obama. It'll crack you up. Okay, so in the meantime, we're going to look for another tune. And, oh, here's a good one. This one is the Hillary Clinton song. They're going to play it when she gets her prison sentence. And the good news is tonight that she is going to, the Supreme Court ruled that she can run the White House from prison. And not only that, but she's going to be in a dual cell with O.J. because O.J. got an extra 10 years on his sentence for stealing cookies. So Hillary's going to bake him a pumpkin pie. He eats 10 a day because he keeps him moving. Yeah. And not only that, but O.J. is going to be the vice president, just in case. And in case something happens to Hillary, then O.J. will automatically become the president. Did you hear that, O.J.?
There may be trouble ahead, but while there's moonlight and music and love and romance, let's face the music and dance. Before the fiddlers have fled, before they ask us to pay the bill, and while we still have the chance, let's face the music and dance. Soon we'll be without the moon, humming a different tune. And then there may be teardrops to shed. So while there's moonlight and music and love and romance, let's face the music and dance. Let's face the music and dance. The moon humming a different tune, and then there may be teardrops to shed. So while there's moonlight and music and love and romance, let's face the music and dance. Let's face the music and dance. Okay,
and now I'm going to play this for all the wayward Democrat girls who shout, "It's my body, and I can cry if I want to."
Having my baby, what a lovely way of saying how much you love me. Having my baby, what a lovely way of saying what you're thinking of me. I can see it, your face is glowing. I can see it in your eyes, I'm happy and knowing that you're having my baby. You're the woman I love, and I love what it's doing to you. Having my baby. You're a woman in love, and I love what's going through you. The need inside you, I see it showing. Oh,
Here's an article. A 17-year-old MS-13 gang member known as the Enforcer of Sterling, Virginia, shot and killed a high school student on orders handed down from gang leaders in El Salvador because the boy had left the gang and joined a rival group. The testimony was given in a preliminary hearing in Loudoun County for two illegal. Oh, they're illegals. Oh, Salvadorian immigrants accused of stashing the gun used in the September killing. It sheds new light on the motivation of a homicide that has elicited outrage from a U.S. senator. Oh, well, the cameras are rolling, huh? No, the cameras are rolling. It used to be a British Army battle pipe song. And it was a Scotch battle pipe song. And it was called "The Campbells Are Coming." And they used to play it as they went into battle. Now they're updating it, and it's called "The Cameras Are Rolling." Yeah. But in Thursday's court hearing, they only offered nicknames of the boys, referring to them as initials and street nicknames that included the Mexican and the Enforcer of Sterling. Oh, they're not going to be at the SNL demonstration tonight. In court Thursday, I hope to prove enough probable cause to charge his stepbrothers Henry Ernesto Dominguez Vasquez and Juan Moises Aguirre Zelaya, 18, with possession of an illegal firearm. Oh, you mean they didn't register it? You know, when Obama takes all the good people's guns away, all the good people are going to have to buy their guns from the drug dealers. Obama has done so much to hurt this country. He has hurt it real bad. Do you think that if Hillary gets indicted by Obama's lynch mob, that's the DOJ, for treason, embezzlement, and spying, will she give up somebody bigger? Hello, Sing Sing, San Quentin, reservations? We'd like to book two presidential suites. Speaking of suites, what percentage of the Democrat Party is communist? What would you think? What percentage of the Republican Party is really Democrat? What would you think? Spirit of America Party poll says 50% of the Democrat Party is communist, and the other 50% are only dupes with very low brainwaves. On the Republican poll side, 25% is Democrat, or 25% is Tea Party, and 50%, that's my Massachusetts accent coming through, and 50% are weaklings who say don't rock the vote. Obama will go away eventually. Then we can pick up the pieces of what is left of the useless of A. Now, my poll has an error point of about 30 points plus or minus. And I have the largest number of people polled. I have two people. And that's half of what NBC poll, the size of the NBC poll, and the Wall Street Journal poll, and the Queenie PPAC. Then along came Trump, deal-making Trump, hard-hitting Trump, fast-talking Trump. Along came America's hero, Donald Trump. And I'm going to find that tune because I put it together. And let me see if I can find it. If I can find it, we will play it. We're getting there. We're getting there. My goodness. Don't tell me it's still on the bottom. No, it's not. Do you know that there's a new potion out that the Democrats have to take before they can address the rest of the Senate and answer any questions? You know, like when they have the hearings. And they'll ask, like, Senator Schumer, is it true that you covered up Benghazi? Oh, wrong one. And what happens when they take the potion is if they're lying, they sing songs from Broadway shows. So, Hillary Clinton, did you cover up Benghazi?
At last I found thee.
Hillary, is it true that you weren't the last person to hang up the phone when those guys were calling for help?
Oh, sweet mystery of life, at last I found thee.
Hillary, is it true, as you were carrying out the last of the silverware from the White House, that two spoons and a knife fell out of your fur coat?
Oh, sweet mystery of life, at last I found thee.
Oh. Harry Reid, is it true you're a cattle rustler?
At last I found thee.
Hillary Clinton, is it true that your brother Billy got caught with 450,000 large in a paper bag that was donated to your campaign by the Vignali drug family?
Life, at last I found thee.
Hillary Clinton, is it true that your husband introduced a Canadian businessman to the president of Kazakhstan, where they made a deal for uranium, and your husband's commission was $111 million?
Life, at last I found thee.
So what is a Canadian businessman doing when Canada has all the uranium it needs? Why is he making a deal in Kazakhstan for uranium? Is it the price? Where's the uranium going? Is it going somewhere in the region? Could it be going to Iran?
Oh, sweet mystery of life, at last I found thee.
So, having said that, what are we going to do? Nice work? You want to hear nice work if you can get it?
Holding hands at midnight, 'neath the starry sky. Nice work if you can get it, and you can get it if you try. Strolling with the one girl, sighing sigh after sigh. Nice work if you can get it, and you can get it if you try. Now just imagine someone waiting at the cottage door, where two hearts become one. Who could ask for anything more? Loving one who loves you, and then taking that vow. Nice work, you can get it, and if you get it, won't you tell me how?
Hey, Fred, they don't take vows anymore. It's called hooking up. Yeah, you know, like when you're refueling Obama. An Obama. Unbelievable. Okay, we're going to pay a tribute to veterans. Veterans of the South.
This is the last song. Thank you. You've been a true delight. Virgil Kane is my name, and I drove on the Denver train. The Stonewall Cavalry came and tore up the tracks again. In the winter of 65, we were hungry, just barely alive. I took the train to Richmond to fell. It was a time I remember oh so well.
good night.
Feeling comes a stealing, and it sets my brain a reeling when I'm listening to the music of a military band. Any tune like Yankee Doodle simply sets me off my noodle. It's that patriotic something that no one can understand.
Way down south in the land of cotton.
Melody untiring, ain't that inspiring?
Hurrah, hurrah, we'll join the jubilee.
And that's going some for the Yankees, by gum. Red, white, and blue, I am for you. Honest, you're a grand old flag. You're a grand old flag. You're a high-flying flag. And forever at peace may you wave. You're the emblem of the land I love. The home of the free and the brave. Every heart beats true for the red, white, and blue, where there's never a post or blag. But should all acquaintance be forgot, keep your eye on the grand old flag. I'm the kid that's all the candy. I'm a Yankee Doodle Dandy. I'm glad I am.
So long, go Sam.
I'm a real live Yankee Doodle. Made my name and fame and boodle, just like Mr. Doodle did by riding on a pony.
Say, can you see anything about a Yankee that's a phony?
I'm a Yankee Doodle Dandy. I'm a Yankee Doodle do or die. A real live nephew of my Uncle Sam, born on the 4th of July. I've got a Yankee Doodle sweetheart. She's my Yankee Doodle joy. Yankee Doodle came to London just to ride the ponies. I am a Yankee Doodle boy.
Okay, that song is finished. I'm going to close with the Iranian national anthem. The president has ordered the American flag to be taken down, and the new national anthem is the Iranian national anthem. So please arise and prepare to sing the Iranian national anthem.
Der Ballgame zum Heulen war mir doch kein. Keut mir den misslochen Cracker Jack, die lebt kein Mut und dort nicht weg. Ich seh gut, mut, die Ballspieler, es passt nicht als ein Karspiel. Weil sie seh, zwei, drei, zwei, 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 der Baseballspiel.
Mensch, Amerika, Land, wo sich lieb, steh je bei ihr, Madrid sei ihr, überall echt Astral und Flieb, und die Berge, nur die Berge.
nice night, folks. God keep you safe.